Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here. We're broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. And we have a telephone number for you to call in if you'd like to. We'll pay for the call. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli. Charles is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAprepares.com. Experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're dentists and medical doctors and engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, editors, researchers, authors, physicists, farmers, inventors. And we're students rising to become instructors. I'm delighted to introduce your newest USAprepares.com instructor, Sharon Rondo. She's the editor of Post and Email. The website, thepostemail.com, thepostemail.com. For the next 2 hours, we're going to be talking about state corruption. We'll be talking about Mike Parsons, USAprepares.com instructor. Steve Angle, USAprepares.com instructor. I might even mention Joey Kyle, a former corrupt sheriff. Well, I should say this, a corrupt person who was a former sheriff in Christian County, Missouri. We'll be talking about prisons for profit. We'll be talking about chemicals that are served to the prisoners in prison instead of food. We'll be talking about slave labor camps. We'll be talking about cancer. Cancer rates in prison skyrocketing. We'll be talking about states building prisons and closing schools. Welcome, Sharon Rondo.
Thank you very much for having me, Vincent.
You know, it's a serious topic, and you know, I kind of have a smile on my face for a strange reason. It's our turn. It's our turn to expose these thugs, these corrupt, defective individuals, these people who enjoy beating prisoners. These people who enjoy tasing people. These people who enjoy that little bit of power that they have for a short time to inflict harm on people. Cruel and unusual punishment, mental and physical. It's outrageous. It's over the top. And it's our turn. It's our turn to expose who they are. Sharon, where would you like to start?
Well, it's sometimes hard to know where to start, but all of the lead-ins that you just enumerated are things that the Post and Email has been studying for the last almost 6 years. We haven't done as much on, let's say, Second Amendment issues or some of the things that you have covered or preparedness, although we do have people who write about that too. But what happened was, give you a little bit of history. In late 2009, a retired naval commander named Lieutenant Commander Walter Francis Fitzpatrick III, retired, found inadvertently that Tennessee uses rigged grand juries, if you will. It appoints the grand jury foreman solely at the pleasure of the criminal court judge. And the foreman serves as long as the judge wants him to, which means it could be months, years, decades. And the longest-serving case we've documented was 28 years. There are some drawing very close to that now. So essentially, the grand jury foreman acts as a hired employee of the judge. Now, this was something that Fitzpatrick looked at, and he, from previous experience, he said, there is no way this could be a real grand jury. This is a puppet grand jury, basically charged with doing what the judge wants. And it's a very, very long story. I have hundreds, literally hundreds of stories published on this, all an outgrowth of this original revelation. But what we found is that the grand juries and the trial juries are completely rigged to produce an outcome, and that outcome is, of course, incarceration. This is all without due process. This involves altered transcripts. And judges colluding with prosecutors, ex parte communications are standard. And I dare any Tennessee judge who's perhaps listening to this or might later listen to this to call me wrong on this because they know they can't. And this has resulted in the incarceration and mistreatment and abuse of tens of thousands of Tennesseans over at least the last decade.
Okay, it's now my turn to put an exclamation point on what you just said. One of our USA Preparers instructors, his name is John Gore, same as spelling as Al Gore. He had been teaching us at the meetups. We have a meetup every Monday night at Jimmy's Egg, a restaurant in Springfield. We've been meeting once a week for about 5 years now. And he taught us for about 4 weeks about what is happening in the police departments. And he used to be a cop in Springfield, Missouri. And he told us in no uncertain terms that he was ordered to complete reports that would be filed in the databases that were after the fact, that were being filed under, I'll say, other people's names. So he was there to rewrite history, file reports, and he refused to make up reports. He refused to be part of the criminal activity within the police departments. So, for example, cases are built out of thin air. Cases against people, and these reports are filed. And I know for a fact, there's a guy on the radio in Springfield, Missouri, who was, and he's a former cop. And I've seen him. I've seen him in the act of building cases. He even tried to build cases against me. He would have the police called on me in order to have a report filed so that if I ever ended up in court, they could say, geez, Finelli, you're unbelievable. Look at this rap sheet that we have on you. Do you know how many times we've had to respond to you? That's what these guys do. They'll call the cops, and they'll start a case being built. So you'll have a record of the police being called time after time after time for no reason at all. But they show up, and the cops have never arrested me. Because there's nothing to arrest me for, but they do show up. How many? About four of them at a time. You know, three in front of me, armed, ready to shoot me, one behind me in case the first three miss. I mean, that's what they do. Multiple police cars. I just show up at an event, and then the cops come. And what are they looking for? They're looking for me. So I have seen this firsthand. It's happened to me. So I know that, and then I know that John Gore told us that he was ordered to create reports, kind of like what happened to me. And then you've talked about altered transcripts, and then you've talked about juries being rigged. There's no question in my mind. As a matter of fact, Sharon, I have never been able to serve on a jury. I've showed up, and you know I've been asked questions. We go back in the jury room. Next thing I know, I'm dismissed. I'm the only guy that understands what the case is about. I'm the only guy that's got his wits about him, and I'm very serious about that. I mean, I've seen people drunk selected for jury duty right then and there. The trial's going to happen. These guys are drunk in the back room. They started drinking before 9 o'clock in the morning. I've seen people say in the jury room, man, I don't know what this case is about, but I just want to get out of here. I don't care what we do to the, I don't care what we decide. I just want out of here. Those are the guys who are left to serve on the jury. There's no question in my mind that the plan is to have the dumbest jurors possible.
That is very consistent with what we've been studying and seeing in Tennessee. And before I continue, let me just correct something I incorrectly said. I said that this corruption has been going on for at least the last decade. I meant to say multiple decades. We can actually trace it back almost 100 years. So I apologize to your listeners for that. It's multiple decades. But yes, and it takes multiple decades for this kind of corruption to become so endemic and so systemic that it's just par for the course. And when you speak to court clerks or even people, well, I haven't been able to get any juror who served to be able to speak with me. They won't do that. You speak to anybody there, and this is very standard. If the judge tells them to alter the transcript, or maybe the judge doesn't even have to tell them that, they automatically do it to protect the criminal judge, to protect the criminal deputy sheriff who hauled somebody in on trumped-up charges. And this fuels a prisoners-for-profit operation that the FBI will do nothing about. Commander Fitzpatrick had gone to the FBI on several times, I think 5 or 6 different times. I had them documented at the newspaper. And one of the special agents actually looked at him and said, you're not from around here. He said, I was born and bred in Tennessee. I'm proud of it. And he said, you actually think you can get a fair trial here? He said, either live with it or leave, because he said, this is how it is.
Well, I totally believe that. One of my neighbors, a single woman, had been arrested, and she told me that right in our little county here, she said that you're not going to believe it, there's a person who died in jail. This is like just a few cells, and she said that there's no question that the sheriff's office killed that person. So what'd they do? They set her up. They put a prescription pill under her front or under her back porch and arrested her. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risks of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Sharon Rondeau's with us, and she's editor, thepostemail.com. Thepostemail.com. We're talking about state corruption. And I mentioned that my neighbor was arrested, single woman, and she was in her 40s. The sheriff's office found a bottle, a prescription bottle, under her rear deck. And so it was a prescription on the property that didn't belong to my neighbor. And who was the prescription written to? Well, that would be an employee of the sheriff's office. Yeah. So they arrested my neighbor, put her in jail, and they told her in no uncertain terms, look, you know what, you're going to keep coming back here again and again and again and again. You might actually live here in jail in the county unless you leave the state. They ran her right out of the state. Absolutely true. I'm not kidding. My neighbor.
Want her to leave? Was she someone for her constitutional rights in other areas?
Well, she decided that she was going to expose the corruption in the county, and she named the names, and she exposed the sheriff, and here we go. Off she went.
That's exactly what happened to Mike Parsons. As you know, I know he's one of your instructors, and Tipton County, Tennessee resident, upstanding citizen, entrepreneur, volunteer for the Civil Air Patrol, raising money for kids with cancer, you know, the model of a good citizen. And he, in 2006, ran for county executive in Tipton County, and they didn't want anybody like him in office. You probably know this already. Some of the listeners may not, but early returns that evening showed Mike Parsons very, very easily defeating his opponent, Jeff Huffman. And by the next morning, the results that had been shown on the television, which we have screenshots of, were flipped on their head, and Mike Parsons was told he lost. He filed a lawsuit, he took other actions, and then the retribution really started. September 2007, a man who was kind of friendly with the sheriff's department shows up on his property, shoots 29 shots onto his property unprovoked. I talk about provoking people, like with the woman where they planted the pill on her doorstep and then they arrested her. They provoked Mike Parsons. He tried to perform a legal citizen's arrest. It's in the Tennessee Constitution that any citizen may arrest another upon witnessing of a criminal activity. And instead, the whole thing got turned around. He was arrested, indicted with several felonies, convicted of two by a rigged, first the indictment for a rigged grand jury, then a rigged trial jury. And before he knows it, he's in prison. He's behind bars for 2.5 years for trying to get someone to stop shooting at his dog and his wife and himself and destroying his property and ruining his life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And they have gone after him again. He's just spent another 16 months in prison unjustifiably, and he is facing another trial on trumped up charges in August. This is what they do. Anyone who's bright, anyone who stands up for his rights, they will go after you. And the corruption is so deep. No official will talk about this. I've called the district attorney general there. His name is Michael Donovan. And online, he is referred to as the Honorable Michael Donovan. I don't know how honorable this man is. He is now seeking enhanced punishment against a citizen of the county who's done nothing except try to protect his life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And this goes on and on and on. And we know in Tennessee, which is really a marvelous test case if we must have one with such awful proportions, we know this has been going on a very, very long time, and no one will do anything about it.
Well, what we're doing is we're going to expose it, and we have a network of broadcasters, and if anything happens to Mike Parsons, we will expose wide, far, and deep all those involved, where they live, their families, their phone numbers, their employers. Absolutely. So, we don't want to see anything else happen to Mike Parsons. Dennis is on the line, and we're going to take your call, Dennis, as soon as we come back from this break. By the way, I had dinner with Mike Parsons on Saturday. It was great to be with him. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to simplysafedefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's simplysafedefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Sharon Rondos with this, thepostemail.com, thepostemail.com. And Dennis is with us from Tennessee. Welcome, Dennis.
Yes, good morning. I'm glad to hear that you got Sharon Rondo on this morning, and thank you guys for what you're doing, helping the exposure here specifically in Tennessee. It's definitely out of control. I've learned recently from other people outside the state that have been studying the state of Tennessee and stating that it is one of the two leading states of corruption with the system. There's no common law courts. The judges all rule with discretion. I have a 20-year-old son attending college in Rutherford County, Tennessee. It's a little ways from where Walter Fitzpatrick had gone down in the court system in Athens, Tennessee. However, a very similar situation, no justice in the courts. My son has been incarcerated not once but twice without due process of law, being found guilty of anything in front of a grand jury. And we had the same situation as Sharon has described. You take a trooper by the name of John Welker that had pulled into my son's driveway onto his own property and trumped up charges and said that he was speeding out on a four-lane highway, which there's absolutely no proof, no evidence from the audio dispatch, from his video dash or his dash camera on his trooper vehicle. None of that showed any evidence whatsoever, but yet the man lied and my son filled out an affidavit of truth and stating that he was not, and gave the trooper an opportunity to refute, deny, or rebuke that, and he did not. They've already gone, they already had a preliminary hearing and found my son guilty. Of course, the trooper was sworn in, do you swear to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God? And he says, yes, I do. And said my son was speeding when he was not, and just exactly what you two have been talking about here this morning. They will conjure up, and I've learned a term called testifying. Instead of testify, they will lie, and so they combine those words, testifying, just to find someone guilty. And a lot of this came due in part recently. My son was incarcerated April 15th, and after April 11th on a Saturday, I had been with other members of another organization at the 144th NRA annual meeting here in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Music City Center. We were handing out 12,500 one-page flyers, and that was on April 11th. What happens on the morning of the 15th, or my son was incarcerated on the 14th, a judge outside of Rutherford County, one county out, came in and wrote an order, three orders, to incarcerate my son. Is that retaliation for what I do? I'm an author of a book titled Attorneys by the Law. I'm not on here to talk about that. I'm here to back and support what Sharon Rondo's talking about, what's going on in the state of Tennessee. It's retaliation and retribution for when you expose the system. This is what they're doing, obviously, to me and my family. And I thank you guys for coming on and exposing this. And this is what it's one thing they cannot stand is the exposure of how corrupt the system is to the public. They don't want the public to realize that we have rights when you have not convicted and been not found guilty of a crime, when you've not injured anyone. It does require your consent for their jurisdiction to prosecute you unless you have hurt someone or been involved in a vehicle homicide and so forth. But God love you guys. God bless you. Keep doing what you're doing. And I really do appreciate the opportunity to come on and have these couple minutes with you this morning. Thank you.
Dennis, before you go, I've asked our engineer, Charles, to get your phone number, and I have it. During the break, I saw that saw you on the call screen, and I asked him to get me your contact information, so I do have it. I'd like to call you after the broadcast, if that's okay with you, and talk
Absolutely.
To you about having you on the air with us as an instructor. And we exactly what you said is what we are going to do. We are going to expose these criminals, and we are going to say who they are, what they're doing, why they're doing it. And if they just even begin to harm Mike Parsons anymore, we will bring the full force of the media down on any individual who does that. We will expose them on multiple networks, AM, FM, satellite, internet, YouTube, telephone listen lines, podcasts, downloads. Every one of the media outlets that we have available to us, their picture will be posted prominently. We will go after these guys, and we will make them famous. So for any of you guys like Danny Johnson, who is Mike Parsons' parole officer, give him just the slightest hard time. And you will be able to type your name in. You'll be able to type in Danny Johnson, and you will find that within the top three searches, search results on Google, you will find your name and the information about your criminal activity. There you go. So that's just Danny Johnson. That's just one of the guys that I've talked to on the phone. I've talked to Mike Parsons' parole officer. I know what they've. I know just a little bit about what they've done to Mike Parsons. And I'll tell you what, it's out of control. These guys are criminals. These guys are criminals for hire. What I want to know is, how do the wives of these hired thugs, these defective individuals, how do the wives sleep with these people? How do they do it? How do these individuals go to sleep at night? They are absolutely defective. I asked Dr. Norman Shealy about this. I asked him if people like this are actually physically and mentally defective from a medical standpoint, from a medical doctor's opinion. He said they are. They are defective. And that's what we're dealing with. People who have no conscience. People who enjoy harming other people. People who enjoy getting paid for harming other people. This is sick. This is like even worse than the sick spies who like listening to our cell phone calls and recording them. The sick people who turn on our cell phone cameras and like watching us in our own homes. This is about as sick as it gets. It's
true. And to Dennis, I'm so glad you called in. Dennis and I have been on some conference calls together, a group that started in Tennessee, and it's broadened out to other states, but the purpose is to expose corruption. I know he's written a book that's been very well received, The Attorneys Above the Law. I have not read it, full disclosure, but I do intend to. And he knows he's right there in, unfortunately, the belly of the beast. He knows what is going on in Tennessee. And one of the calls we were on, he described in his own words the same thing that Commander Fitzpatrick described, which is a prisoners-for-profit, human-trafficking, slavery institution, which is going on in Tennessee and most likely other states. They are preying on members of their own community and saddling them with these false charges, railroading them through a corrupt system that's run by the good old boys, where they slap each other on the back every time a conviction is obtained, and they send the person off to prison, sometimes for life. I covered one case where a man was sentenced to life in prison without even any forensics. No forensics were done. He was supposedly accused of shooting someone, a girlfriend or a former girlfriend. No forensics or ballistics done at all. They took a man who was defenseless. And when his parents went to go meet with the FBI in Washington, D.C., something that had been set up in advance, they got there and they were told the meeting was canceled. They drove all the way from their home in Tennessee to Washington, D.C., and then were turned away. So we want to know why nothing's being done. And if these so-called officials whose salaries we pay and who are supposed to be our servants won't do it, then we, the people, have to do it, and we will continue to expose this. They cannot deny this.
Let me mention a tactic that someone I know used. He was in the Vietnam conflict, and he was being pursued by the Viet Cong. He's a Marine. And he was outnumbered, and they were coming after him. So he grabbed one of them, he cut his head off, and put it on a stick, and ran. And they still pursued him, but not as many. So he grabbed another one, cut his head off, and put it on a stick. And they stopped pursuing him. This guy's a friend of mine. And what I'm saying is, we're going to get to the point, and actually it's happened in Baltimore. And we said it would happen. We said, you know, the redcoats, there might have been a few redcoats, you know, that our founding fathers encountered that might have been nice guys. But, you know, when they all got together and they started burning villages and they started slaughtering men, women, and children, our team started guerrilla warfare and started picking these guys off one at a time. And because the redcoats were burning down the villages, it was open season on the redcoats. You see one, you take them out. Well, we said that, and we did not advocate this, but we said this would happen. We said that pretty soon people would look at the bluecoats as all the same. And I'm talking about the guys who wear the badges and carry the guns and the tasers and the multiple sets of handcuffs. and the extra magazines and the body armor and the batons and the radios and the shotguns and the machine guns, those guys? Well, pretty soon we're going to look at them all the same. And what's happening in Baltimore is when the Bluecoats pick on somebody in the villagers surround the Bluecoats. Now the Bluecoats are afraid to do what they used to do because now they're being outnumbered, which is the same tactic as the Bluecoats use on us. You know, you get pulled over by one of the Bluecoats with a radar gun, and it's not just one Bluecoat, it's two or three cars of Bluecoats against one car of us. And they all have guns, and we're taught not to respond with violence. So we try to behave. The Bluecoats beat us up. Well, now some of the Bluecoats are being cut up and disemboweled. And they're saying, wow, this is really getting out of hand. People are really starting to pick on us. So that's the response of we the villagers. I'm not advocating it. I'm just saying this is what's happened. And we predicted it. It's only natural. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to predict that this would happen. Dennis, if you'd like to hold through the break, we'd love to hear some more of your comments. Sharon Rondo's with us, editor, thepostemail.com. I'm Vin Finelli.
By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
The human body is extraordinary, despite all the stress we inflict upon it. Thousands of people across the country use an extremely effective product to help their body stay balanced. It's Heart and Body Extract, an all-natural herbal formula designed to help maintain healthy blood pressure, clean arteries, promote good circulation, and balance cholesterol. Heart and Body Extract, along with good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free from pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of Heart and Body Extract. Learn more and read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers at heartandbody.com. Heart and Body Extract offers a lifetime guarantee with no price increase in over 14 years. For free info, call 866-295-5305 now. That's 866-295-5305 or heartandbody.com. Distributor inquiries welcome. 866-295-5305.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000. In as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Boy, what a mess we've allowed to happen. Sharon Rondo's with us, and her website, thepostemail.com, thepostemail.com. Dennis is with us. I'm from Tennessee. Dennis, is there anything else you'd like to share with us?
I like that little Freudian slip there. I thought I heard you say Sheriff Rondo. I kind of like the sound of that.
Well, you know, I've been thinking about this guy. All right, I'll tell you. Friday at, not this Friday, but, or last Friday, but many Fridays ago, my son came running upstairs and he said, Dad, the cops are here. And I said, oh, man. You know, it was Friday night, 11:30. I thought there's going to be a shootout at the Finelli farm tonight, like right now. This is not good. So I was armed. My son was armed. And so we looked out the window from the second story, and this deputy's car is riding around our farm and then leaves. And that was a good thing. So I called the dispatcher, and I said, hey, what's going on in our little hamlet here? She said, I don't know. I said, you know where your deputies are? She said, no, it's Big County. I don't know where they are. I said, do you mean to tell me that you don't know where your deputies are, so your deputy doesn't call you and say, okay, I'm going to Finelli's farm now. In case, you know, something happens, you'll at least know where to, you know, pick up the remains. You know, so she said, no, I don't know where he is. And I said, okay. you think your deputy was here? I don't know. I said, okay, well, what's your last name? She wouldn't tell me. So I said, okay, I'm going to call around and I'm going to find out who was here. So I called the state police. You know, the highway patrol. I called all surrounding county dispatch personnel. And I asked the highway patrol, if they would mind calling. They said, no, we know where all our guys are. We have GPS. We can see them on the screen in front of us. We know where they all are. I said, would you call our little hamlet and find out if it's our county? and call me back. And she called me back and said, yeah, it was your county. I talked to the dispatch. So I called our dispatcher. I said, you know, Linda, you lied to me. And so I'm going to call the sheriff on Monday morning, and I'm going to do everything I can to get you fired for breaching the public trust. And they panicked, and the deputy called and said, yeah, it was us. And they tried to make light of it. You know, they were looking for some guy. And I said, well, that guy's not here. And so I knew who the guy was that they were looking for because they described the car. So I called my neighbor. They were looking for him. Well, they pulled him over on the main highway. I live on a dirt road. So they were just poking around. And so I told the sheriff, I called the sheriff on Monday morning during the bottom of the hour break. And I told him what was going on. He said, you know, Vincent, some people like it when we come on their property and, you know, check them out. And I said, not me. Don't ever come on my property unless I call you. Do not trespass on my property. He was taken aback by that. So I hung up with him. I didn't slam down the phone. I just, you know, I was polite. And I went on the air and I told the story. And I said, now I've got to run for sheriff. And I meant it because, you know, these people have got to be removed from office. They really do. And I was thinking I can run for sheriff and maybe I should run for county commissioner instead. And if I run for county commissioner, I can defund the sheriff's office. That might be, you know, more fun to defund these thugs. You know, how do you explain? Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a great start when folks like Sharon and yourself are getting on board with this activity in Rutherford County, where all this I just described with my son, Rutherford County. The sheriff is being ousted by a group of citizens for all the corruption. The media, and thank goodness you guys, like between Sharon and yourself, you know, RBN, you will explain to the people what's really going on the local news radio stations and TV stations here in Nashville. They're talking about all the sheriff, Robert Arnold of Rutherford County, has got caught selling e-cigarettes to the jailbirds.
Yeah, I'm sure he's selling them at a loss, right? Yeah, that's the problem. And Mike Parsons told me that what they try to do is entice the prisoners to encourage contraband so that they can then get another felony conviction against the prisoners who are already in prison. Dennis, thanks so much for being with us. And Sharon and I will be right back after top of the hour at news and...
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.